All right, so how did you guys get involved with this project? I mean, this is like a pretty obscure film, and how did you get interested in it?
Well, actually, I have some personal history with it. As you may or may not know, the play is about Topsy, who is a circus elephant, who supposedly went rogue and ended up killing a trainer, and then was electrocuted by Thomas Edison on Coney Island 111 years ago, this week, as I'm speaking. It was January of 1903. And I didn't know, my great-grandfather, on my mother's side, worked for Thomas Edison, specifically in the film department at this time. And I never really knew much about his life. I never met the man. And my mother wasn't terribly fond of him, and I don't even think my grandmother was that fond of him. He wasn't a very likable man. So I didn't know much about his life, but when my grandmother died, I was left this obituary of my great-grandfather that said that at one time he was president of Edison Films. At least that's what the newspaper said. And I tried to do a little research, and I couldn't really find a whole lot. I did find kind of a snarky footnote in a book about the history of cinema that said that he was a salesman that Edison promoted to screw over someone else. It doesn't sound like it was very prestigious or long-lasting, for that matter. But anyway, just a few months ago, Turner Classic Movies was doing, they were showing this 15-part documentary on the history of film, and they were showing basically the supporting films to go with it. And so, of course, you can't really tell the entire history of film without going back to those Edison shorts. So they showed about 90 minutes of them one evening, and I watched with complete fascination. I'd never seen them before. I'd heard about them. Everyone thought that they were long lost. This is, of course, long before YouTube for me. But then, you know, 2 months ago, I saw it on Turner Classic Movies. I saw the shorts. They were amazing and fun and interesting. And then I heard about Topsy, and I had never heard the story before, and I was just completely fascinated by it and horrified, of course, by the film, but really just intrigued by it. And I thought, this is a play. That story has to be a play. But in all honesty, I didn't think I was the person to write it. I immediately thought of my one of my closest friends, Chris Van Strander, who is an amazing playwright and has such a way with language and with history. He writes a lot of historical plays, and I swear the man is like Herman Melville reincarnated or something. His use of language is just so beautiful. So I immediately thought of Chris, and by coincidence, I was going to his home for brunch the following weekend. And I said to him at brunch, I said, Chris, I have your next play.